This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for April 29th. I'm Paul Plack. Effective today, the DOT's new tarmac stranding rule goes into effect. The U.S. DOT has assessed a civil penalty against Southwest Airlines for violating federal rules regarding bumping on oversold flights. The proposed fine is $200,000. The FAA has proposed a $348,000 civil penalty against Chautauqua Airlines for allegedly operating some of its regional jets without performing inspections required by five different FAA airworthiness directives. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, has honored the eight Detroit-based flight attendants who successfully thwarted the underpants bomber on Northwest Flight 253 Christmas Day. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board yesterday opened a public docket on a mid-air collision last summer between a tour helicopter and a private airplane over the Hudson River. The decision to cancel NASA's Constellation program has been tough for Alliant Tech Systems, but the company is picking up additional work as a contractor on the F-35. GE and Rolls-Royce are offering a fixed-price contract as an incentive for the Pentagon to reopen competition to provide engines for the F-35. Aircraft from all over Alaska and even a few from the lower 48 are headed to the Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport for the 2010 Alaska Airmen's Association Trade Show and Convention. And it's official, Northrop Grumman is moving its corporate headquarters to the Falls Church Arlington area of Virginia. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, part two of Jim Campbell's conversation with former FAA Inspector Ed Jeska, who's fighting what he believes is retribution from the Birmingham FISDO over a political embarrassment. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.